something positive, something wonderful happening in Jamaica. Jamaica focuses on that. We have this morning Betty Karplus, an American U.S. Peace Corps member to Jamaica 1991 through 1993, and her daughter, Dr. Peggy Helweg, also a member of the American Society. And the project is Project Karplus, sharing with Jamaica. Morning, Betty.
Good morning.
Morning, Peggy.
Good morning.
All right. Happy to have you. All right. Let me just ask you, Betty, what is the U.S. Peace Corps so that all our listeners can understand?
The U.S. Peace Corps was started with President Kennedy in the early 1960s to send volunteers from the United States to, actually there are about 70 countries that we're involved in now, to work on projects which the host country needs to have done, and early it was essentially health kinds of things. Now it's business, it's health, it's agriculture, it's construction. It's a lot of different projects.
You were here in 1991 through 1993 as part of the U.S. Peace Corps. Can you just share with us briefly what it was, what were your experiences?
I was to set up the therapy and train staff and work with the children in a brand new home for residential home for multiply handicapped youngsters, West Haven, which was in Copps, Hanover.
Yes.
And while I was there, I also was working with the boys at the Place of Safety, doing remedial reading and things like that. And when they discovered I was really a physics teacher, I was teaching physics 2 days a week at Montego Bay High School.
Yes, wonderful. Now, Peggy, you have continued the work and in the footsteps of your mother.
Well, not really. I study earthquakes, but this particular year when she turns 85, my idea was that we as a family, since there are seven children in the family, maybe we could go somewhere and do something with her that celebrates her birthday and at the same time leave something behind that would be useful.
And what is it that you have decided on doing?
Well, when my mother was here in the Peace Corps, she tells us that she was the local lending library. The little kids would come by her house and they would borrow books, and then on the way back from school they would turn them in and get other books. And so we're going to build a library at the school in Levy.
And how many of your family members are here in Jamaica or will be here in Jamaica on this project?
A total of 25 people are coming, I think.
Goodness.
So yes, my brothers and sisters, their respective husbands and wives.
Yes.
And then eight of the grandchildren and one granddaughter. One great granddaughter, although the great granddaughter isn't going to be doing any work since she's only two.
Yes. And your crew, the family members, you have what kind of expertise in the family in relation to building this library?
Yeah, well, my brother built his own house, and my brother-in-law has done a lot of building, and the rest of us like to learn things, so we've thought about how to do it and put it together, and then it will be done.
Betty, tell us why Jamaica in 1991-93, why Jamaica?
The Peace Corps, that was where they assigned me. Generally, the Peace Corps has requests from host countries for expertise, and Jamaica was looking for somebody to, as I say, set up therapy for these multiply handicapped youngsters. And I had a credential in learning disabilities and handicapped youngster teaching. And so they matched me with a need in Jamaica.
Yes. And Peggy, you have decided to return to Jamaica to celebrate your mother's birthday.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why you decided that Jamaica was going to be the place?
Well, on the one hand, she was here in the 90s, and during the rest of the 90s after her trip here, she kept coming back to the the village where she was staying and helping out on a variety of other projects. So it was really obvious place to look for a project to work on.
Yes.
It wasn't our idea to do the library. We asked people here what would be the most useful thing for them, and then we decided that this was indeed something that we could help with, and it was something that would be something my mother thought was a good thing.
Yes. Betty, why did you keep coming back to Jamaica? Any particular reason? You love us, or you love this country?
After the Peace Corps, I was back here probably once or twice a year, and we built, with help of some other people, a basic school for cops on over, because their basic school had been destroyed in Hurricane Andrew several years before, and there was a need for that project. And I also, since I had been supervising student teachers and so forth in the United States, had students who were wanting to do projects for their intercession in January, and so I would have one or two students that would come back in January to work either at the Place of Safety or at West Haven, or one January at the School of Friendship. So, and I had a lot of friends that I'd made during the 2 years that I was working in COP.
Yes. Peggy, how is the project funded?
Yeah, it's all from our pocket. And we've collected a huge pile of books for the library, too.
And when will the project actually start, or has it started already?
It started already. Our friend here in Jamaica, Mr. Calder, has the basic structure is going to be a container, and our friend has gotten the container ready for us so that we can go up and start working on it. My mother and my husband and I are here, and we are getting the materials, and we will probably start painting, since there's a lot of painting that needs to be done, and my brothers and sisters arrive next weekend. So we go for the full push.
Yes. We're having some problems with the particular lines that we're using now. Let me ask you just to hang up, and we're going to call it back immediately.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Betty and Peggy. Let's us do that and connect back with them. Sorry, listeners. We just had a few little difficulties with those lines. Wonderful. The Peace Corps, of course, there are three goals. Technical assistance. That's the first goal. One other goal is to help United States citizens and residents to understand cultures outside of the United States, and other cultures to understand the United States. We're back with Betty and Peggy. Morning.
Good morning.
All right, again. All right, Peggy, you were saying about the project when it started and so forth. How long will you be here working on this project?
So, my husband and my mother and I will be here for 2 weeks total, and the rest of my brothers and sisters for a week.
Yes.
And they're coming in on
next weekend.
Friday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday this weekend. And then we'll be here till the 4th of July.
Are there local partners, Peggy, are there persons locally that will join you in this project?
So during the basic work that we're doing, not really, no, because there are already 24 of us who will be working, and it's, even though it sounds like a big project, it's still a relatively small area, and we want to do this together.
Right.
But we have local partners, the headmistress of the school and some of the teachers, so once we are gone, a library is not a library if there are no people to provide the librarian services and things like that. And so we have done all of these things together with them, and with their approval and ideas.
And we've had the people, local people who have built the cement foundation and
put the container
and
together.
Put the container together, cut the container to install windows and doors and so forth. So the project is ready to do essentially this, the finishing work.
Yes. The books for the library, Peggy, the source of these books?
Some of them come from us.
Yes.
And some of them come from, my mother knows, of course, a lot of teachers in the U.S., so they have been giving books from their schools. We've been looking for other sources. There's a place called Food for the Poor that is supposed to have a large collection of books.
Yes.
Here in Jamaica.
Here in Jamaica, and we will try and make contact with them so that we can get more. One of the big problems with the books is that they're heavy, and so shipping them is a problem.
Yes. You might want to also contact the Rotarians here in Jamaica. They had a massive project recently collecting books across the island.
Yes. I heard that their books are waiting at Food for the Poor, and so we were going to contact them, and we will contact the Rotarians also.
Yes. Wonderful.
And when I'm home, and since I'm retired, I've been doing volunteer science teaching in elementary schools, kindergarten through sixth grade. And a number of the teachers have given me books from their classrooms that were brought down.
Wonderful. No, Peggy, is this your first trip to Jamaica?
No, I was here visiting my mother when she was in the Peace Corps.
Yes, I'm telling you. We expect that you'll be here on more occasions in the future.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, yes. All right. Now, Betty, help us to understand what it is to contribute to a country like Jamaica, your family and yourself as Americans. Help us just to understand what it is like to just make this contribution.
Well, when I was here, it was so much fun to have the young children so interested in reading and so forth, and to have no access to books from my early childhood. And for my own children, we had books everywhere. There were all kinds of stories and so forth, and these children were desperate to have reading material available, and so it's nice to be able to provide this resource. It was certainly a lot of fun and pleasure when I was in the Peace Corps with the kids coming by that I could talk to every day.
Peggy, will there be an opportunity for a little sightseeing in Jamaica whilst you're here with your family?
We're hoping that we have a chance to get to the beach.
Yes, you have to. Yes, most definitely.
It's a lot of work.
Yes.
With 18 people on the job, we figure we can probably have 5 or 6 of them down on the beach on a given day while the other people
yes.
are working. And then and I'll always go to another day. So.
Yes. I must encourage you whilst you're here to have some mangoes. It's mango season here in Jamaica. Do you love mangoes?
We've been enjoying the papayas.
Okay.
Well, I haven't had the mangoes yet.
Yes.
All when right. I was in Jamaica, I had a mango tree in my backyard.
All right.
I also had an avocado tree, which was great.
All right. Any last words you want to share with us, Peggy, as we close this segment of this show?
This is the end. Yes.
Yes, yes. Anything you want to say?
Wait, just a minute.
Yes. Betty, are you there?
Yeah.
Any last comments you wish to make as we close this segment?
Yeah, we hope that all of the people there enjoy the books, and we're going to enjoy our stay here in Jamaica.
All right. Thank you very much, Betty Karpus.
Thank you.
And Peggy Helweg, her daughter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Oh, it's always good. That is what Jamaica is about. The numbers, of course, when we come back from the break, it's